and containers to deal with something difficult or unpleasant.
Yes.
Amen. We are to contend for our faith. Amen. We are to contend for our country. Amen. And in Psalms 35:1, it says, contend, O Lord, with those who contend with me.
Hallelujah.
Fight against those who fight against me.
Amen.
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 And so she don't know that I'm going to use her as an example, but the Holy Spirit was showing me, you're talking about a contender. My dear sister, first of all, we want to thank God for our visitors.
Amen.
Bayou.
Woo-hoo!
Amen. Praise God for Bayou being And we always want to welcome the prophet in us, Prophet David.
Amen.
And his beautiful wife, Gloria. So, Gloria is from Jamaica. And Prophet David and her married almost, is it 2 years, Prophet? 2 years. But she couldn't come to the United States right away. Because there was a lot of political things going on, a lot of red tape, this, that, and the third. But she endured like a good soldier.
Amen.
She contended.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Her husband contended. And then he got the spiritual enforcers on. And we contended, amen, for her as well. So this year, God gave him an awesome Christmas gift.
Woo!
And he could go and get his wife.
Yes!
Amen. So she is here with him now because the two shall become
one.
Amen. So I just want to encourage you all this year to contend.
Amen.
Contend. That means fight. That means gird up your loins. Amen.
Amen.
That means that even if something rubs you the wrong way, go and ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you if what is being said is it true. And then contend for that. Amen. Don't let go. Don't be so easy to just drop off. Don't be so easy to get your feelings hurt. Don't be so easy to be offended in this hour. Don't be so easy to discount what somebody is saying. You know it's true. You don't like to deliver. Ask God to let you get past all that and contend for your faith this year in 2021. Amen.
God. Thank you for the word, Lord God, for I do believe, Father, that that's a word straight from the throne room of heaven, Father, and we are to contend for the faith of God. Hallelujah, glory to God. We are warriors, more than conquerors. The victory has been given to us already. We sustain it, Lord God, by fighting for what has already been accomplished in the spirit by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, Holy Spirit, now, you are here.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah, God.
Holy Spirit, we depend upon you to teach, to instruct, to examine our hearts now, to shape us and to mold us to the expressed image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Lord of lords and King of kings, seated in all authority on the right hand of the Father, interceding for us who are the sons and daughters of the Most High God. Oh God, we thank you for your divine provisions, Lord. We thank you for the angels that are encamped about this place, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for the supernatural supply that you have provided for us. We thank you for the supernatural protection, God, that is available to us each and every moment that we walk on this planet, Father. We thank you, God, that Satan is a defeated force under our feet, Father God. We declare, we decree, Lord God, no sickness nor disease, Lord God, is permitted in this environment, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cast out every spirit that will come to exalt itself above the will of God today. God, we declare an open heaven, Lord God, over this place, Lord God. And angels, Lord God, are allowed, Lord God, to proceed, Lord God, to ascend and descend, Lord God, with heavenly God enablements necessary for us, Lord God, to be fulfilled, Lord God, to be structured, Father, to be fortified, edified, comforted, and exalted, Father. We thank you, God, and we give you praise, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for our exalted position, Lord God, seated in heavenly places with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have a perspective through him, Father, that no natural man has. We can see beyond that which is natural and into that which is supernatural. And we can declare and decree the will of the Lord over circumstances and situations, Father, and see victory come forth, Father. For we are indeed, Lord God, your watchman in the earth, God. You see through us, Lord God. Our eyes are your eyes. Our ears are your ears. Our mouth is your mouth, Father God, to decree and to release, hallelujah, from the runway of our mouths, Father God, the declared will and word of the Lord. For we know it shall not return to you void, but it shall accomplish the very task by which you sent it, O Lord.
Yes.
So we give you praise for the utterance, Lord God, of the Holy Spirit in this house. And everyone under the sound of my voice, God, I declare blessed, hallelujah, and highly favored, O Lord God. We thank you, God. And we give you praise for that fire. In the precious name of Jesus and all who agreed with that prayer, give your God a mighty round of applause, a shout of victory. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, you can do better than that. If you've got a soccer game, if you've got a football game, you can sound up for it. Amen. Hey, nobody more favored than our God. Hallelujah. We bless our God up over here. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As they say, what are they doing in the stadium? Oh, whoops. Well, man, one more rises up, another more rises down. Amen. If there's one place there should be joy, happiness, and fun, it's in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Joy in the house of the Lord. Because the joy of the Lord, what? It's in us, and it's our what? Our strength. As Mimi said, hey, let's go, let's go. Give God praise up in his house. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. You know how this in old churches, man, we come in and everybody's all starch. Walking in like we got pucker faces and like we done sucked on the lemon or something like that. No. But the Bible says, enter his what? Court gates with what? And his courts with what? Praise. That's what we're supposed to say. That's the order. God didn't just put it in there for the reading and not to do. Amen. But we come into what? And we come into his gates with thanksgiving and praise because we are thankful for what he has already done in our life. Which means we think about the goodness of God. We recognize how good he is, amen? And because we meditate upon these things, we've always got something to shout about.
Yes.
My God, hallelujah. Bible says to think on what? These things. What sort of things are good? What sort of things are pure? What sort of things are just? What sort of things, glory to God, are of a good report? The Father says what? Think, which means to meditate upon these things. So there should be a continual place of meditation.
where we're always, our minds are always consumed with the goodness of God. That way, when our minds are consumed with the goodness of God, the enemy can't bring anything into our mental realm that's going to land, because there's no room for it. Do you understand what I said? Glory to God. No room for the fool. Say the fool. He's a straight up fool now. To land. Whatsoever thing that tries to exalt itself above the will of God. Whatever thought. The Bible says, not God, but you are supposed to pull that thing back.
Amen.
Say, I'm going to watch over my mind. I don't let anything just come into my head.
Amen.
My mind, my sanctified mind is not a dumping ground.
Amen.
For thoughts of the enemy. I like what Brother George said. The enemy tries to play with him in that area.
Yes.
Say insecurity.
Insecurity, yes.
Say, but you can't be insecure, glory to God, if you're in Christ.
Come on.
Yes. Say, I can't be. So the enemy tries to make you. Say, make you.
Make you.
Remember the old. He always tries to take you to your past.
Right.
To relive what God has already hid.
Oh, yes.
He always tries to make you go back to that old place. That old place where he had control over you. That old place where he ruled in your life. Do you follow me? To try to circumvent what is true in Christ. What's true in Christ? You are a new creation. A species that never existed before. What makes you a new species? You've got the Holy Ghost dwelling on the inside of you. A supernatural force, glory to God. The Spirit of Almighty God. The Spirit of Christ dwelling on the inside of you. Walking in what? Co-union with you. And as you yield to him, you'll win every battle. Say every battle. Hallelujah. Muhammad Ali is not the greatest, you're the greatest, because you got the greatest living on the inside of you.
Greater one.
Woo! Did you hear what I said? Muhammad Ali is not the greatest. You got the greater one living on the inside of you, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So you gotta think about that.
Because
many times we don't think about what's on the inside of us. What's in you, glory to God, is an indication of who you are. You just gotta release it. Say, what's in me? Jesus, say Jesus. By the Holy Spirit, the same power that raised Jesus from the grave resides on the inside of you right now. What manner of force lives on the inside of you, saints of the living God? Woo. You got to contend for that reality. Say, fight for it. When the enemy tries to bring circumstances and situations in your life to make you say something contrary to the word of God, you got to pull that thing down and you got to stand on the word and say, I am more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. Glory to God. I got 27 inch biceps in the spirit. In the spirit, boy, I look like a bad man. You understand what I'm saying? 70 inch chest, glory to God. 22 inch arms, 45 inch thighs. I can jump over the moon in the spirit. Y'all don't understand. Don't mess with me in the spirit.
Come on now.
Glory to God. Say, don't look at me in the natural. You might miss who I really am. You understand what I'm saying? You got to watch how you look at me. Glory to God. Devil beware. Say, devil beware. I'm bigger than I look. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. So we have to recognize. Say, recognize. Who we are. Say, who we are. Because we're walking in a season where God is expecting us to stand up.
Amen.
Say, rise up.
Rise up.
It's time out to be the babies. Say, babies in Christ.
Babies.
Expecting. Say, expecting.
Expecting.
God to do everything for you.
Whoa.
Now it's time for the Father, say, for you to begin to stand up.
Glory.
And to be content with those things that are contending with you.
Yeah.
See, I've raised you up to whoop it.
Amen.
I've raised you up to beat it. I told you in John chapter 14, verse number 12, Jesus said that those who believe in me, those who believe on me, the works that I do, you shall do greater. Say, I shall do greater. Which means you got to go beyond your natural mind, because your natural mind said, I can't do that, but you don't live by your natural mind. You put on the mind of Christ, and you're walking with the mind of Christ.
Amen.
Says about you, and you can contend with anything that contends with you. As a matter of fact, God says, go get the devil. Don't wait for him. Go get him. Go deal with him. Luke chapter 10, verse number 19. I've given you the authority to tread upon the heads of serpents and scorpions and all the abilities of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm you. If the Lord said it, I believe it. If the word says it, I believe it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So God is bringing us into a place of recognizing who we are. Say, recognizing. And no longer being afraid. Say, no fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. That fear in that context in the Greek means timidity. Timidity is a person who sees something and goes, ooh.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You're not timid. When the enemy comes, you step forward. You got the audacity to come and challenge me, who is the greater one, lives on the side of me. Holy Spirit says, speak to him. You say, Holy Spirit, do I contend or do I wait? Say, contend or wait. Because Lord sometimes, say, the Lord wants to whoop up himself. Let me handle this, son. Let me deal with this. You just sit back and watch me work. And then there's other times when they say, no, I'm going to stand back. You handle that. You follow me. Say, maturity. There's a maturing that comes about, and the Lord begins to give you now, hallelujah, the privilege, say the privilege, of whooping the devil for yourself. Beating up on the spirit of poverty. Beating up on the spirit of insecurity. Beating up on the spirit of weakness. Beating up on the spirit of pornography. Beating up on the spirit of pharmakia. Pharmakia, what's that, Pastor? Drinking, smoking, you understand, alcohol, all that stuff that enemy comes to snare you with so he can kill you and snuff out, say snuff out. By that spirit called Python and Leviathan to snuff out your life. To squeeze out the provisions of heaven from you so you can't walk into what God has called you to be. There's something special, man. I keep telling you this. The Bible says the spirit of prophecy exhorts, edifies, and comforts. Exhort means to lift you up. Edify means to strengthen you. Comfort means to deal with your heart when you're going through difficult situations. Spirit of prophecy, that's your gift of the Father. Everyone in the body of Christ will prophesy. I'm not saying you're a prophet. I'm saying the prophet lives inside of you. Jesus is the prophet. And if Jesus is speaking by the Holy Spirit, you can prophesy. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say prophesy.
Prophesy.
Glory to God. This microphone amplifies my voice, but I'm the amplifier of the voice of the Lord. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm the amplifier. What does an amplifier do? It increases the sound, maximizes the sound, gives it more throw, gives it more expansion, gives it an area to cover, the ability to cover areas.
Yeah. Amen.
And as we speak the word of God, glory to God, the kingdom of God is moved.
Amen.
Go to Psalms chapter 2. We're going to follow the Holy Spirit as he leads.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Got Brother Clint here. Let's give the Lord a round of applause for that.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I like these two brothers, man, because they're like James and John. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. They encourage one another. They talk to one another. They embrace Jesus together. They're walking as a team. Say, Jesus sent them out two by two. Say, two by two. Say, to support one another. Mm-hmm. Glory to God. Say, support. Support is necessary, man. Hey, we need to support one another. Glory to God. So we can stand strong. How can two walk together except they agree? Huh? Say, must we agree? Mm-hmm. One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. Mm-hmm. Together we can do great things. The enemy always strives to divide. Say divide. So he can conquer. But we in the body of Christ, we walk in the unity of the faith.
Amen.
By the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
Psalm chapter 2. Glory to God. Honey, my God, fire me up with that word this morning. Because I think that's the vein that the Holy Spirit is taking
Amen.
The body of Christ in.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Mm.
Psalms chapter 2. Thank you, Jesus. Verse number 1, and it reads as such. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He sitteth in the heavens, shall laugh. Say, my God laughs.
My God laughs.
The Lord shall have them in derision. Say, God's not worried. He already has established their defeat. So if that's the case, why are we worried? Say, be postured. Mm-hmm. Say, postured, which means to be positioned with the Father, awaiting his movement. Amen. Say, his decrees. Reggie, go left. Bayou, go right. Clint, stay right where you are. Everybody has a place. Say a place.
Uh-huh.
In the army of the Lord. Amen. Say everybody has a position. J. just like on a sports team, every player has a position to play. And he should be focused, or he should be focused and ready to perform. Say perform at the time necessary. Say be prepared. Keep your mind clean. Watch what you got your eyes on. Watch what you're listening to. Stay positioned. And ready. Say ready. For the will of the Lord to be revealed. Say posture yourself for victory. Verse number 5. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure. Say the wicked. It's a bad time to be wicked. Say it's a bad time to be wicked. Glory to God. Say God is getting ready to do some things. Amen. And hear me when I say this. My Father is not punitive. He does not come to penalize you. Amen. He comes, glory to God, to redeem you. He's a redemptive God. Say redemptive. See, if I have to get your attention by some calamity coming to your life, so be it. If it gets your attention and turn you from your wicked way and align you with where the Father wants to lead you, that is God's goodness towards you. That's his mercy. Say his mercy. Hallelujah. It's to take you to a place where your eyes can be open and you can understand what the will of the Lord is for you. Are you tracking with me? Verse number 6. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion, and I will declare the decree. The Lord has said unto me, thou art my son, this day I have begotten thee. See, I'm talking about the master. He's prophesying Jesus. Hallelujah. What's true of Christ is also true of me. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Come on, give the Lord a round of applause for the reading of his word. I'm going to read this again in the Amplified. I want to pay particular attention to this because God, the Father, is setting us up for what's happening not only in our country but in the world. Do you follow me? The enemy is attempting, say attempting, to steal, say steal, the heritage of the Lord, not only from this nation but all those who believe. He's trying to set up a global system utilizing people to steal freedom, say steal freedoms. First of all, the freedom to worship God as we desire. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you got to stop looking at things from a micro, which is small, to a macro. Do you understand what I'm saying? God wants to give you a macro view of what's happening. So you can begin to, he can begin to show you how you work within his plan to tear down everything that would exalt itself above the will of God. Because God's purpose is that Jesus might be manifested to all humanity and they will have a choice to choose this day whom they will serve. See, it's all about the people. And the people need Jesus. The enemy's trying to hide Jesus from the people. So we, glory to God, are the army of the Lord on the earth. Say, on the earth. To establish what God has decreed, amen, so that the lost can come and find the light who is represented by revelation of Jesus Christ. Say, I'm part of the plan. So set the captives free. Say, I've been set free. I'm empowered to help others come free. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say, that's my journey on the planet. I'm walking as Jesus to seek the lost. Hallelujah. And introduce them to the Lord. Say, his eyes are my eyes. His power dwells on the inside of me. If he said greater works, then greater works are mine. If he says glory to God, hallelujah. God says, I'm giving you the heathen, glory to God, and I'm in Christ, and what's true of Christ is also true of me, then there's some heathens out there I'm supposed to be going to get. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Heathen, reach heathen. Glory to God. Reform heathen, go get an old heathen. You understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. That's what God is in. That's why we're here. So that's why we're here. To reveal. Say reveal. Reveal the nature of God in Christ Jesus. Living in a human being. Glory to God. That's what the world needs to see. Because the world can't see spiritual things. The spirit makes no sense to them. That's why people say, if I can't see it, I can't believe it. But that's what we used to say. We don't say that no more, because we see beyond what we see. Apostle Paul tells us, Lord God, we walk by faith and not by sight. My sight is limited. My five senses are limited. Amen. But when I got my five senses connected with the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Spirit, boom, I'm expanded to a place I've never been before. I can see things I've never seen before. I can see angels, glory God, hallelujah. I can see angels ascending and descending, hallelujah. I can peep out a demon and say, come out and get up out of here. You understand what I'm saying? Time out for playing games.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got to be real. Say, be real.
Be real.
I'm going to read this out of the Amplifier. Why do the nations assemble with commotion, uproar, and confusion of voices? Do you got some confusing voices in the atmosphere today?
Yes, sir.
You got lying prophets. Say lying prophets. And that's speaking from televisions and radio stations. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you got to be able to discern truth from what? The lie. Say discernment. Which is a spiritual gift. And why do the people imagine, meditate upon, and devise an empty scheme? Say an empty scheme.
An empty scheme.
All empty schemes come from Satan. Say Satan.
Satan.
The Bible says in John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. Jesus said, but I have come that you might have life, and that life, what? More abundantly. Do you understand me? So there's an abundant life God has for you, but there's an enemy who wants to steal, kill, and destroy your ability to walk in the abundant life that he set aside for you who are in Christ and for those who will come to Christ. Do you follow me, saints? Say, but we got the power. Say, we've got the ability. In him, say in him. To destroy the works of what?
Devil.
The kings of the earth shall take their places, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ. Jesus says, if they hated me, they're going to hate you. If they schemed against me, they're going to scheme against you. Why? Because you're part of my body. You're part of me. Amen. I might be in heaven with the Father right now, but you represent me as the total body of Christ. So if they come against you, they're going to also come against you. But contend. Glory to God. Say fight. Hallelujah. Say fight.
Fight.
Glory to God. Say fight.
Fight.
Go to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to come back to Psalms 2. Go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians chapter 6.
Amen.
I got any warriors in the house?
Amen.
I say, do I have any warriors in the house?
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the book of Revelation, the Bible says no cowards are into the kingdom of heaven. Say, no cowards up in here.
No cowards up in here.
We bold in Christ Jesus.
Right.
Ephesians chapter 6, glory to God. Verse number 10. Let everybody get there. My God, my God. Ephesians 6, 10. Apostle Paul is talking to the church at Ephesus, giving them spiritual instructions. Say warriors.
Warriors.
Mount up.
Mount up.
Get ready to fight.
Ready to fight.
It's time to come off the beaches. Come out of the places of comfort. See, in the old Testament, say the winter time. That was the time when they rested. See, that's when they rested. Preparing for the war. Say war, say war, say war. Now as that season ends, they start sharpening up the sword.
Yes.
They start getting themselves in shape. Because battle time is coming. I'm going to say there's a time and there's a season. Say there's a time and season for war. Do you understand what I'm saying? So they had to get themselves in shape, man. Grease themselves up, man. Do some push-ups and some sit-ups. Run a couple miles. You follow what I'm saying? Sharpen up those swords, man, so they can get over there and be ready to what?
Fight.
But our warfare is not what?
Common.
Let's see what the word says. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 10.
Mm-hmm.
It says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of whose might?
His might.
Hallelujah. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to do what?
Stand.
Say contend.
Contend.
Uh-huh. Says, could that word stand, glory to God, could be equated to what? In the Greek, to what? Contend.
Amen.
Say contend. Say fight.
Fight.
Mm-hmm. My God, this is good. Put on the whole armor of God that you might be able to stand against the what? Wiles of the devil. Say schemes.
Schemes.
Say plans.
Plans.
Huh? For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Say, my fight is not against the natural man. Brother George might cuss me out, but I'm dealing with the spirit that caused him to cuss me out. Say, there's always movement behind human actions. Do you understand what I'm saying? I've told you before that your body, say my human body, glory to God, is a host. Say a host. You're like an antenna. You're attracting, say attracting to you spiritual entities. When you say negative things, which align with hell, then you draw hellish activity. Because I need a host. Say a host. What's a host? A host is an instrument or a body by which the one who inhabits the host can manifest their desired intentions. In essence, from that host, they can reveal, or they can demonstrate, or they can walk out their desires in the earth realm. Because God said, I have given man dominion over the earth. Do you follow me? Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, 27, and 28. Psalms chapter 8, verse number 5, 6, and 7. Psalms chapter 115. You understand what I'm saying? Well, the Bible says, I have given the earth to what? To man. So spiritual activity, wanting to express itself in a natural environment, needs a body, say a body, to walk out its intentions. So let me give you a physical illustration of a spiritual truth. If I am the spirit of anger, my expression cannot be revealed unless I have a body by which I can exhibit my anger upon something. Do you follow that? So I have to have a body by which I can demonstrate my rage. Likewise, the love of God. Say the love of God. God is a spirit, amen? And the Bible says God is love. So love has to be demonstrated. But God needs a host. Say, I am his host. That he can what? Express himself through me to those who might need me.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Yes.
So the host, say the host.
The host.
Knowing who he is or she is, has to protect herself. Amen. From the desire of the enemy to penetrate and to poison me.
Yes.
Mm? Or to contaminate me and make me useless to my Father and his intentions and purposes in the earth realm. So the enemy always comes. They always come. To try to manifest his presence by getting you to believe that what you're saying comes from you and not from him.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
How does the enemy do that? Because most people are of the flesh, he uses something called a television to transmit his vision to you. But now he can speak with you always because he's giving you his cell phone. Glory to God. And now he can transmit his vision to you through his cell phone. Because you're always walking with that cell phone. Do you understand what I'm saying? And you can make a mistake and click on something to, ooh, and now you got to make a decision. Do I want to continue looking at this, or do I want to change the channel and move to something else? But he's always trying to what? Always trying to trigger you by showing you something or giving you his vision for you. So you have no vision for your life. The enemy won't give you one. Do you understand what I'm saying? Everything that's good to you might not be good for you. Do you understand? So that's why. Say, that's why. I must understand the plan of the Lord. I must understand. Say, the warfare. Paul says, we wrestle not. Stand up, Prophet David. Hallelujah. This is my brother whom I love dearly. Amen. So we're going to use this as an example. The Bible says wrestle. Wrestle means close contact. You can't wrestle with someone if you ain't close to contending with him. You understand? You got to be in close contact. So if I'm wrestling, I wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. I'm wrestling with something. It might not be physical. Say physical. But he wrestles with thoughts. Because the enemy comes to what? Penetrate this realm. Because whoever controls your mind controls you.
That's right.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
See, the mind and the heart, scientists have concluded that the heart has a mind. And the heart's mind registers to the big mind. So when the heart is having trouble, it registers to the mind because they are connected. The scripture says, behold, the hidden man of the heart, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. So the soul and the heart are male and female married together. When they come into union, they birth something.
Yes.
Just like a man and a woman come together, they birth something. Yes. So when the heart and the mind are in union, they birth something. If the heart is wicked and the mind is wicked, they birth wickedness.
Yes.
If the heart is filled with the love of God and the mind is full of the word of God, they will birth a product of God that will tear down the works of the enemy.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
So the enemy comes to wrestle with the mind and the heart of the human.
Yes.
So it can pull the heart and the mind of the human away from God and pull them out of the what? The way of God, so they can produce a product that the demons want to manifest in the earth realm that will contend with the spirit of God in the earth realm. So you have to watch what you listen to, the 5-6 realm of your body. And watch what this heart is connected to. Because your heart, if it's stronger than your soul, will lead you. Have you ever seen a woman who's hanging out with a guy that you know ain't no good? But you can't tell her that because her heart is consumed with him. And even when her mind says he's a dog, or I saw him with another girl, oh, but they were just friends. Oh, no. The heart is overriding the conscious mind to let her know what you are doing is wrong. But the heart is stronger than her mind. So she walks with this dude and he takes advantage of her. And 2 years later, she got 2 kids and know him. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you follow how that thing is working? Do you follow that saying? So the Bible says we wrestle, say wrestle.
Wrestle.
Not, say not, with the man who just cussed me out. Wrestle not with the joker who just gave me what that road rage. No, it's the spirit behind it. And God says, I want you to identify that spirit and put it down.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And watch that man's attitude change. Oh, I don't even know why I did that. God, I'm so sorry. I don't know why I was angry like that. Oh, don't worry about it. I took care of it for you, brother. God bless you. By the way, do you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Y'all, well, praise the Lord. Glory to God. You may be seated. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to see beyond. Say, what you see. You got to be able to see as the Lord sees it and recognize that you are no longer, say, no longer bound by the limitations of this natural body.
Yes.
So you got to recognize who you are in the spirit. Say spirit.
Spirit.
It's supposed to be primary. Spirit is where the life of God emanates from. The stronghold of the enemy and the kryptonite to the believer is sin. Bible says, if you follow sin, you are a slave to sin in the book of Romans. So it says, for we wrestle not, verse number 12, against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness in low places. Say what? I mean, I thought I said low places. Say what?
High
places. Say high places. So the enemy don't play low ball.
No.
He plays high ball.
Uh-huh.
Say he's coming to mess up in the high places. See your mind. Say my mind. It's in the penthouse. High rise buildings have a big top floor. And usually they call the floor the penthouse. Pent means high place. If you look up the word pent, it means penthouse. It means high place. The highest place or point of a particular structure or individual. Satan does not play in your feet. He plays in your head.
Come on.
He doesn't come to attack your feet. He comes to attack your head. Say head. He wants to fight. Say in the high places. Satan does not play in just local government. He plays in national government. Because national government is where he can reproduce laws that will tie down everybody downstream. Do you follow me? So the enemy works high. Say he works high. So he can what? Work low. So he works in your mom and your daddy before they dad you. He works in them before in past generations. Because he's trying to wound you. Say wound you. with thoughts and with activity and with factions in your family, and even say hidden things.
Hmm?
Do you know there's some things your mom and daddy won't tell you? Because they're ashamed of it. But that same thing will hinder you. Because if you don't identify that spirit, glory to God, that spirit gonna come and deal with you. The scripture says in Ecclesiastes, say, if you cut the hedge, the snake will bite. Snake represents enemy activity. Do you follow me, saints? Glory to God. And this is all good news. Say all good news. Because the Bible says, understand your adversary. Know the ways of the devil. Say know him. So you can whoop him. Know him. Say know him. So you can identify him. Do you follow what I'm saying? Transparent, say transparent.
Transparent.
Conversation is healing.
Yes.
Say healing.
Healing.
That's why the Father brings bodies. Say brings bodies. He brings people who come from different backgrounds, different locations, different ethnicities into the family or the body of Christ, which is called the church or the ecclesia.
Mm-hmm.
For what purpose? That iron might sharpen iron. Notice God doesn't use two inferior materials to polish themselves. They must be of the same type, kind, and quality. So God brings you together with the Spirit. Now you become same type, mind, and quality. Now God uses you, one another, to heal each other as you walk in the union of love. Do you follow me? Because I love her, I can put up with what she might do to me. That's the what? The Spirit leads. You understand what I'm saying? Because as long as she stays or he stays in the fellowship, guess what? The fellowship is healing. As long as everyone in the fellowship receives their portion from the Master. You understand what I'm saying? So when you come to the fellowship, you bring your portion of the Master and your submission to the Master so that the Master can heal us from each other's stuff. And we can walk in unity with one another. Do you follow me? And as we walk in unity, we have what? Union. Now we begin to get to know the intimate details of one another. And now we can walk together, glory to God, because now when stuff happens, I know the heart of the one I'm walking in union with. And I don't take it personal because I see the enemy trying to bring the division in amongst us, and all that does is not bring us together. And one can chase 1,000, but two can chase 10,000, and we can whoop the enemy every time he shows up. But in a greater context, if one can chase 1,000, two can chase 10,000, three can chase 100,000, four can take 1,000,000, five can take 1,000,000,000. You can see the exponential growth that happens when the body of Christ comes together and begins to pray on one accord. We can tear out every work of the enemy. Come on, give him a round of applause in the house of the living God. Power in numbers.
Yes.
When we come together in unity, knowing who we are, we can do some things. Say, do some things. Are you tracking with me today? Verse number 13. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Say, contend.
Contend.
Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth. Having on the breastplate of righteousness and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able, say be able, to quench, say quench, say quench, or put out the fire of all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit. I love this. Now he tells you what the sword is, and he gives you the definition of it. He says, the sword of the Spirit, which is the what? Word of God. Say word of God. You know what makes the sword two-edged? The one edge is what God has already spoken. That's the word. What makes it dangerous now is the second edge is when you start to say what the Father says. Now you got a fiery sword ready to cut some stuff. Say, it has to come in agreement. Say agreement. The word has no power until it's spoken. Say spoken. It's sitting in the book. Say sitting in the book. It becomes lethal when you take the word out of the book and put it in your mouth and release it. Now you're cutting up some stuff.
Yes, sir.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Amen. Say, God's trying to equip me.
God's trying to equip me.
Glory to God. See, some of these things, say,
some of this word,
I've heard before. But as you continue to hear it, layers are coming. It's like when he was speaking to the bones, the bones.
Yes.
Prophet was speaking, say, speak to the bones.
Speak to the bones.
Mm-hmm. Then it said, and the bones stood up. And sinew, a muscle started to form. Ligaments started to form. Then the skin came on. And now the dry bones are living again. As you read the word of God, say read the word of God. Layers of revelation are forming fortifications in your body. Layers of revelation are being formed. Amen. And as they're being formed, you become to look more and more like Jesus every day. And not only look like him, begin to move like him. In him you move, and in him you have your being. So as the word is continually formed on the inside of you, that's what Paul said to the Colossian church. Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Amen. Because as the word of God dwells in you richly, it is forming the image and likeness and provision and power of Christ in you. And eventually you will be walking as him. And they will say, he's like Christ. She's like Christ. Why? Because you're manifesting everything that he is.
Amen.
Am I making myself clear? Hallelujah, glory to God. And take on the helmet of salvation, verse 17, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, praying always in all prayer and supplication in the what? Say in the Spirit. Say everyone in here, you're supposed to be praying in the Holy Ghost, which means you should be full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Say it's a continual filling. It's not a one-time donation. Glory to God. It's a continual filling of his presence. Amen. And as you begin to pray in the Spirit, say pray in the Spirit. Glory to God. The will of God is being what? Revealed in your life.
Yes.
Jude says, building yourself in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. So if I'm praying in the Holy Ghost, I'm continuing to build. Say build.
Build.
Because guess what? You get punched every once in a while.
Yes, you do.
Hmm? So you get knocked down every once in a while. You know how they say, sucker punch, the enemy sucker punch, hit you with something that came out of nowhere. You're like, what? Then he tries to bring despondency and depression in, but you got to fight the good fight of faith. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. You?
Yes, sir.
Praying in the what?
Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost. Say Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
18. Praying always and with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication what? For all saints. Say, so we persevere for one another.
Persevere for one another.
Mm-hmm. Say supplication. I mean praying for one another. Say praying for one another. Because sometimes your brother, your sister might be going through, and the Holy Spirit will drop their name in your spirit. Bam. Say, begin to intercede for them. Begin to pray this way. Do you understand what I'm saying? They're going through difficult situations. Pray this, pray that. And now, glory to God, you have a canopy of protection.
Yes.
Say canopy. Because, see, some people think that the pastors or the prophets or the apostles or the evangelists or the teachers, they don't need anybody to pray for them. They got it all together. Wrong mistake. What did I tell you? The enemy goes at the head. Mm-hmm. Think of that strength that the enemy always goes after men. Because they're the
head.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you find what I'm saying? That's why even though your daddy might be acting crazy, pray for him. If you believe it, pray for your parents. You understand what I'm saying? Why? Because the enemy is always after what? Headship, leadership. Do you follow me? If you are a dad and you got a child, he's going to always come after you. If he can't get you, he won't get your child. So you continue to pray over your child.
Yes.
Say decreeing things. Why? Because you've got authority to do so. Job 20:28 says, thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto you. What are you decreeing? What God says. You're decreeing the word of God. And the Father says, and that thing shall be what?
Established.
Huh? So you have to recognize that when you release your words, say release my words, you are building something.
Yes.
Huh? And it's not, say hocus pocus. Some things take time. Say some things take time. Some things, glory to God, might happen quickly. But most times, God takes time to build something.
Amen.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because if he lets you get stuff just like that, you get lazy.
Come on.
You think you can just speak it, it's going to show up. develop no patience in your life. No long suffering. You follow me? But God uses these things to develop over you, say over you, because patience has a work. Say patience has a work. See, there's a origin, the point of origination, and there's the point of completion. But everything in between is your development in the process of that thing coming together. So you have to continue to pray. Say continue to pray. Why? Because the enemy is wearing on your mind, and God's trying to give you endurance to walk through as you see that thing manifest. Say endurance.
Endurance.
So you can start that thing as God originates it. Boom. Originate it, start. And now you and the Father can begin to pray through it until that thing comes to pass. Because from point A to point Z, God has developed a level of faithfulness in you, trust. There's a patience and temperance and long-suffering and joy and peace. All those gifts are being developed in you. I say the fruit is developed in you so that when the process is completed, so are you ready for the next season that he's sending you into. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Am I making sense?
Yes.
Say don't run from the process.
Don't run from the process.
Say contend because there's a reason for it. God is building what? Spiritual muscle. Faith is a muscle. It must be exercised.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Say exercise.
Exercise.
So you got to exercise, y'all.
Exercise,
exercise your faith.
Exercise.
Verse 19. And ask, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I might open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery. Say the mystery.
Mystery.
Say of the gospel.
Of God.
Say open your mouth boldly. COVID's trying to shut your mouth. Say COVID's trying to shut your mouth. I'm going to get sick. I'm going to get COVID. If I get COVID, I'm going to die. Those are words. Words have power. Words have so much power. God says, I'm going to judge you by the Christ for idle words. What are idle words? Words that have no power. Words that are not rooted in the word of God. You can't say whatever you want to say. Well, I don't think this is going to work. Shut up. You follow what I'm saying? I like to use this example. Clinton and Bayou. They drove out to the wilderness. Bayou said, Lord, show me a pea bird. Brother Clinton said, come on, man, be real. Come on, man, be real. I love this. It's so simple, but it's so true of God. A pea bird landed in front of them. Clinton said, ooh. Bayou said, ooh. The bird's like, y'all believe? I'll see you later. What is that? The simplest request.
Yes.
God will manifest because it builds faith in him.
Yes.
Not only does it build faith, it gives comfort to the one who spoke it.
Yes.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
So God used incidents like that where there was a pure prayer for something that was seemingly didn't make sense. But the pink bird was summoned by the Father as a result of Bayou's request. And the Holy Ghost, glory to God, by the Spirit of the living God, guided that bird, said, okay, go down here in front of these two humans and drop. But now look at them and say, do you get it now? It just take on off. You hear about what I'm saying? Because that's how God functions. I love him. Say, I love him.
Love him.
So he wants you to be confident. Say, confident.
Confident.
That when you ask, say, ask. You know you are going to what? Receive. Why? Because that's the principle of the spirit realm.
Yes.
When you ask God in faith, God's going to make it come to what? Pass. And you have to believe it. Say, because it comes in stages. Because now, by you might ask for something greater, and the Lord says, oh, this is going to take a little time. Can you wait for me? Can you continue to speak that thing that you desire on a daily basis, thanking me for it, even when it doesn't look like it's not going to show up?
Yeah, that's good. Yes, sir.
Because Daniel started to pray, but he didn't know till after what? The answer came that when he started to pray, from the moment he prayed, the angel says, I was contending for you. Nobody told Daniel that angels were contending for him. He consented. He could say he continued to seek God for what? The answer. 21 days he fasted. And on the 21st day, the angel showed up and said, mission accomplished. But you, my friend, continue to persevere and gave us the strength to bring the enemy, to bring the package home, to deliver the goods. So you have to work in concert, say in concert, with the will of God and the kingdom of God, decreeing the word until the angels can bring that thing to fruition. And in this season, you're going to have to contend. Say strategy and protocol of heaven. Mm-hmm. Fight. The good fight of faith. Say, in the spirit is this thing done. Hallelujah. Y'all get something out of this? Thank you, Jesus. Brother George, would you bring the board over here for me?
Yes, sir.
I've got what we got. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, I am a contender of the faith. Say, I win at every turn. God has established the victory for me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah, let me see. The Marshal. Rachel, praise God for Rachel and George. Get him a round of applause. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So you see from Ephesians 6, say, I'm equipped. Say, stay equipped. This is weaponry you don't take off. Say, don't take it off.
Don't take it off.
You're equipped with it. Helmet of salvation. Mm-hmm. So he regulates my thoughts and my mind. Helmet of salvation is actually the mind of Christ as it relates to salvation. See, breastplate of righteousness. The breastplate protected all of the internal organs. Say, all the internal organs. From penetrating swords. The word will protect your organs. Huh? Protect your heart. Say, protect my heart. Mm-hmm. From being polluted by evil thoughts and evil ways. Even associations and relationships. Do you follow what I'm saying? My feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Meaning that the word of God, say the word of God, will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Do you follow what I'm saying? The shield of faith. That shield of faith that the Romans, Paul was speaking about the military equipment of the Roman army.
Yes.
If he were living today, he would use football clothing. You follow what I'm saying? Because football pads protect you. Say, if that was clothing, protect you from warfare. You understand what I'm saying? But the shield of faith, that thing was as high as a man. So he can get up under it. Huh? And it was covered with leather. And they will soak it in leather when they got ready to fight. Because the arrows were full of fire. The arrows were projectiles that were on fire. And they were sent to set internal contents on fire and burn the people out. So they will put water on those swords. And when those arrows hit, it will be extinguished with the wet leather. You follow me? Also, when they were getting to fight, they would create walls. Say a wall of defense. So when the enemy came and came against that wall, one man was here holding, another man was behind it. And they would hold it. Say hold it. Until they could just walk. Boom. Boom. And they will move the enemy back. And as they walked over the enemy, they were boom, dead, boom, and bam, boom, dead, and keep on moving back. A solid wall of what? Defense. The word of God is a solid wall of defense for you. Anytime the enemy tries to come to penetrate you, you lift up the word, and the word will begin, bam, to protect you. Amen. For what the enemy is trying to bring your way. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's a solid wall of what? Defense. And the sword of the Spirit, say the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Never defensive, always offensive. Say always offensive. Always moving, say always moving. Don't ever say back up. The Father's preparing you for war this year. Read this for yourself. Why? Because I don't have time to go into all the intricacies. Neither do I know what the Holy Spirit wants to use you for. But he's getting you ready. Say, getting you ready. Uh-huh. To begin to what? To pray. Say prayer. Say intercession. Why do the heathen rage? We just read that, right? Let's go back to Psalms 2. Trying to set up a pattern. When you see division and strife in your country, God is calling his sons and daughters, say sons and daughters, to a position of warfare. prayer. Prayer is communion with the Father. Mm-hmm. Say communion with the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. But prayer is also releasing. Say releasing.
Release.
Uh-huh. The hosts of heaven into warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand me?
It's good.
When you start seeing your community, your city, mm-hmm. your town, your state in distress, it's time for you to begin to commune with the Father.
Yes.
Lord, how do we proceed?
Yes.
How do we pray?
Yes.
Sex trafficking in your area?
Mm-hmm.
God has the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a part of it. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're so distant as the church from the activities of our community, we don't even see how
that's
we relate.
Right.
You are the light of the world you live in. What does light do? Exposes what? Anything hidden in darkness. Exposes it. You follow me? When you begin to pray, you begin to galvanize the host of heaven. Say warrior angels.
Warrior angels.
Mm-hmm. Say messenger angels.
Messenger angels.
You begin to bring the special forces of heaven into your territory, sphere of influence. And as you begin to release, glory to God, they begin to deal with the stuff in your community.
Yes.
Huh? That's dealing with your community. Because what is the devil's threefold job description? Steal,
destroy.
Mm-hmm. Is that for everything? Absolutely. Starts with families, from families, churches, communities, businesses, wherever he can operate. But God has placed you there. Say, placed us there. Uh-huh. To be watchmen on the wall. And contenders for the faith. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Is this making sense to everybody?
Yes.
Is this making sense? Is this registering?
Yes.
Glory to God. Hmm? Hallelujah. Replacement? Oh, these are mine. No one. I was wondering where I was going. Hallelujah. Oh! I can see you now, by you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the light came on, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, baby. Thank you, baby. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, baby. Hallelujah. Woo, boy. She put some light on the subject for me. Glory to God. So we see, why do the nations assemble? Or why did the heathen rage? Why did the nations assemble with commotion, uproar, confusion of voices? Or why do the people imagine, meditate upon, and devise an empty scheme? The kings of the earth take their places. I'm reading out of Amplified, verse 2. The kings of the earth take their places. The rulers take counsel together against the Lord and his anointed one, the Messiah, the Christ. They say, let us break their bands of restraint asunder and cast their cords of control from us. In essence, I don't want you people to tell me how I should live. I don't want you people to tell me what I can engage in and what I cannot engage in. Take your religious hands off of me. Let me live my life. Not understanding their lives are conductors for demonic activity to come, not only to destroy them, but everything in their environment.
That's right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Satan don't care about you being homosexual, heterosexual, saved or unsaved. What he cares about is when you start living for God, that is a problem. Do you understand? Because when you yield to the foot, the desires of the flesh, you open up territory. Say doors, windows, options for the enemy to come in and to slaughter everything. You kill one person, you let a spirit in. Because
yeah.
It was a spirit on that person that killed the person.
Wow.
You ever seen some of those shows, and those cop shows, where the guy goes, man, I don't even know why I killed him.
That's right.
I was so upset, man. I just, you know. Because
mm-hmm.
That spirit came on.
Yeah.
Say rage.
Rage.
You ever been in a fight, you've been so mad, you don't even know what happened? I have. Dude was on the ground beat up, and I'm like, what happened? Because I went out of my mind, way out of my mouth.
Yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Pushed me to the point where I couldn't take it no more.
Yeah.
Probably he was thumping my head on that school bus. Pow.
Yeah.
Pow. He's older than me.
Yeah.
Just pow. And he just kept doing it. Pow. Took 45 minutes. from the school to my house. Mm-hmm. And the people, after a while, the people on the bus are like, how long he gonna take that? Mm-hmm. Why is he letting him do that to him? You know, you can hear the voices.
Right.
Then you hear him say, come on, Rich, you gotta fight. Mm-hmm. Don't let him do that. He ain't gonna stop.
Yeah.
Bye out. Just bye out. Bye out. And I just said, I can't take this no more. Mm-hmm. And he hit me, and the next thing you know, I was up. Supernatural strength came. Bam! Hit him, and he flipped. Bam! Went over on the side of this bus, and all they said they saw was this elbow doing like this. That's all they saw. I was like that one of David's mighty men. They had to open up his fist because my fist wouldn't open naturally. It was so tight, it clamped up, and I was. And it's like, go ahead, oh, with you, God, go ahead, oh, go ahead. Bam! And when they pulled me up, I was like, what happened? Man, you beat that boy to death. I didn't know what was happening. Yeah. But all I know is I had to get him what? Off of me.
Yeah.
Couldn't remember it. And he became my friend. Praise the Lord. I'm sorry. I was scared. I was going to the bus and they did like this. He never came. Never came. But there was, it came over me. I could not remember. I don't remember that one punch. I just remember getting up, and that's all I remember. Bam. And they said, next thing all they saw was my elbow like a punch. Bam. Spiritual activity rules in the natural realm.
Yeah.
And the enemy comes on people to get them to war against God. And to open portals so that demonic spirits can come in and begin to rule in that land. Do you follow me? Say, but God, that's the answer.
God, that's the answer.
Romans chapter 8.
Uh-huh.
Say, Romans 8.
Romans 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say, Romans chapter 8, verse 19. We're almost done. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8. Prayer is a technology of heaven that cannot be overlooked. It's time out for prayerless people. Say, going to bed. Not praying to God. Getting up in the morning, not praying to God. Only time you pray to God is when you want something. No. It's a discipline. Say a discipline. Why is it so important? Because you can change the activity of your day. You can change your future. God can begin to give you insight and revelation as to how you should walk. Say basic daily activity. How to do your job. How to find a job. You know God is concerned by jobs.
Yes.
Told the Lord I needed a job. Prayed about it. Got in my car. He started leading me to the place.
Yeah.
But you can be so intellectual and so moved by your own intellect, you can miss out.
Mm-hmm.
Go in that park lot right there.
Yeah.
Man, it's only two cars in there. Ain't nobody got no job in there. That's what I said in my mind.
Yeah,
why? Because I only saw two cars. Not like it was a bunch of cars, and I figured no activity going on in there.
Uh-huh.
Holy Spirit said, didn't I tell you to turn the car and go in there?
Mm.
Turn the car around, walked in, boom, walked out with a job.
Help us, Holy Spirit.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He's concerned.
He's concerned.
If you ask him what, he'll deliver.
Yeah.
You follow
Amen.
Me?
That's right.
Did that during my college years.
Mm-hmm.
Done that even when I came to Bradenton.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for a good wife.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Amen.
Came down for one job, glory to God, got the job, they put the job on hold. Then I went and got another job, which I really didn't want. So you have to do what you need to do.
Until you can do
what God wants you to do.
God.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Working like a Hebrew slave. Brother George said, "Came out there. I'm lifting up pallets. I'm the manager. I'm lifting up pallets and everything, throwing stuff on the, throwing stuff into the dumpster. Tired, man.
Yes.
All my work is gone. Guess what? If it ain't done, guess what? I got to do it.
Yes. That's right.
And God talked. The Father taught me something. He taught you something.
Taught you something.
Because it was something I did 30 years ago, and God's got me doing the same thing I did 30 years ago. But He said, what type of attitude would you do it with?
Wow.
That's
right. That's good right
there. What type of attitude are you going to do it with? Are you going to be thankful? Because you need a job. Mm-hmm. Say, I need a job. Mm-hmm. God gives you one. Mm-hmm. It's not the one you want, but He says, are you going to be faithful over little? Are you going to be faithful where I placed you? Are you going to trust me? Because I never told you to work for a company. I told you to work as unto me.
Come on.
Say, work as unto me.
Work as unto me. Mm-hmm.
See, Procter & Gamble might let you go. Turner Corporation might let you go. Ford Corporation might let you go. But I'm your God. I'm going to stick with you always. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm going to be with you, what? Always. So what you do what? Unto me.
Hmm? That's good right now.
You follow me?
Yeah.
Then the opportunity came. Say, 9 months in. Boy, I love that number 9. Glory to God. 9 months in. Baby say, baby, that job you were that you were qualified for, they gave to you, but they had luck. It's open again. But you got to get your application in tonight.
Tonight.
Old Reggie stood up and said, that ain't possible. I ain't going to even do it. She said, boy, you better get yourself together. Put that joker back in the coffin.
Yeah.
That joker dead. Quit letting that old man rise up. Got on the phone, did what we needed to do, glory to God.
Yes.
Called the lady that I'm working for now, who's my director, and boom, I'm walking in the job. I said, hallelujah, glory to God. I went up to the old company, I said, it's been a pleasure working for y'all, but I put in my 2 week reservation right here. Glory to God, I appreciate y'all, but I got to go. You follow me? And they said, Gracie, it has been a pleasure you working for us. If you ever want to come back, there's a position available for you. Your presence has changed this atmosphere, this job.
Yeah.
I was like, praise the Lord, but I got to go. I got to go by you. Got to get, and I'm where the place, I'm at the place where God promised me when I first came here. Say U-turns. Mm-hmm. Say U-turns. But God is building faith in Him. Mm-hmm. In you for Him. Do you follow what I'm saying? God knows what He's doing. You just got to be faithful. Say to me,
be faithful.
So the heathen's raging. Say the heathen's raging.
Heathen's raging.
Glory to God. But God says this. I love it. Verse 15. Now let's start with verse 14. Oh, Jesus. Glory to God. You there?
Romans 8.
14.
Yes, sir.
Says, for as many as led by the what? Spirit of God. They are what? The sons of God. Say, I am led.
Directed.
By the Holy Spirit.
I submit.
As a son of God,
as a daughter of God,
and He will guide me
in all my ways.
Verse 15 says, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, say, Abba Father. Verse number 16, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit, say, the
Holy Spirit
bears witness with my spirit. Say, I have a spirit too. And the Holy Spirit comes in union, say, with my spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we are what? The children of God. Verse 17. And if children, then heirs. Ooh, say, I'm royalty. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with them, that we might also be what? Glorified what? Together. In your sufferings. Say, in your sufferings. You come into union with Christ.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying? You begin now to walk. Say walk. Because now your suffering makes you sensitive to the needs of others.
Yes.
You ever been through nothing? You can't have nobody go through nothing.
That's right, John. That's right.
You haven't overcome something? You can't have nobody else overcome.
Right.
You can't have nobody achieve to get to something you have not achieved yourself.
Right now,
do you understand what I'm saying? So as we suffer, say suffer. Which means we go through the same thing that the master went through.
Mm-hmm.
Say same things.
Same.
And we tap into His power.
Mm-hmm.
Say to get us through it.
Get us through it.
Say it's His virtue.
It's His virtue.
That's on the inside of us.
Inside.
That we pull from.
That we pull from.
And because we recognize we have that reservoir on the inside of us, we don't look outside for support. We go inside for the support that we need. Do you follow me, saints? So joy is in me. Peace is in me. I just have to go get it because it's on the inside. Say, get quiet. And begin to meditate on what's inside. And the peace of God that passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and mind by Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Do you follow what I'm saying? Look what he says here. For I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to compare with the glory which shall be what? Revealed. For the earnest expectation of the creature waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. The Amplifier reads this. For even the whole creation, all nature, waits expectantly and longs earnestly for God's sons to be made known, waits for the revealing and the disclosing of their sonship. Hallelujah. When you walk into your sonship, you begin to take control of the spiritual environment that you're in, and the creation says, hallelujah, the glory of God has shown up and peace has come into this place.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yes.
Because when you show up with the Holy Spirit and the host of heaven, guess what? Demons tremble. Say, demons tremble. Creation groans for what? Righteous people to walk on the earth. Because righteous people brings the righteousness of God into the earth realm. Where the righteousness of God is, the enemy can't dwell. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why when a person gets saved, guess what? Devil's got to go. Because the Spirit of God comes in with them. Then guess what? Sin has to walk out the door. Anger, resentment, division, strife, pornography, perversion, all these things are wiped away. Why? Because there's no room for them to occupy. When you came in, guess what? Angels show up. And they go lock up in a corner of a room. Bam. The other goes over here. Bam. The other goes over to the other one. Bam. The other goes over here. And bam. Now you locked down with power. You can go to bed, glory to God, hallelujah. The enemy tries to come in, you speak to that thing, and you go, okay, you want me to handle that? No problem. Bam, they go out your house. Do you understand what I'm saying? See, because you can't see this, you don't see the spiritual activity that goes on beyond your natural mind. But when you walk in here, saints, what? Your guardian angels walk in with you. Your angels came in with you. You don't recognize that as you begin to walk in the authority and the power of God, you walk in an understanding of who you are not walking alone.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, sir.
Let me read that again. For even the whole creation, all nature waits expectantly and longs earnestly for God's sons to be made known. Waits for the revealing. Say to reveal. Means to expose. The disclosing of their what? Sonship. For the creature nature was subjected to frailty, to futility, condemned to frustration, not willingly, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself, say the creature itself, or that nature, creation itself, will be set free from its bondage to decay and corruption, and gain an entrance into the glorious freedom of God's children. That's the Amplifier. So, in conclusion, the heathen is raging because the enemy is trying to establish control over the planet, particularly these states. And it's time for God's sons, say sons, because the creation is growing. Say the creation is growing. And when I say sons, say, I'm talking about daughters. Say sons and daughters. To take your place. Say, take your place. And to begin to commune with God. Say, commune with the Father. Say, personal relationship. Say, personal time. Say, you got to make some room for the Father. And as you begin to make some room for the Father, glory to God, God will begin to make himself, say, known. Because you know God in dimensions. Say dimensions.
Dimensions.
Our relationship grew first friendship. There was no intimacy. there was discussion. Because there was a physical attraction. I thought the sister was beautiful. And fine. And desirable to my eyes. But I had to go beyond that. We had to find some commonalities. You follow me?
Yes.
Then she had to give me permission to pursue. Because she could have said, no, bro, I'm sorry, you're not my type. And I would have reluctantly backed off. Then she started giving me more, what? Access. Intimacy developed. As that intimacy developed, she began to tell me more about herself. Then she opened me up to her family. You follow me? Then I started to meet dad and mom and the brothers who thought I was crazy for marrying her, but they was just joking. You sure you want to marry her, dog? They was joking. You know, they love it. So. Then we progressed further into proposal. She's accepting. We had counsel. The best counsel they could offer at the time. Wasn't good, but we appreciate it. Follow me? Say levels. Say levels. Then the intimacy led to what? Boom, intercourse. Enter. And there's a production of children. You understand? Hallelujah. A desire for more. Amen. Then we start thinking about greater things, future things, planning for this and that. And this little beauty came up, you know, me, Gloria, and three others. But there was levels and dimensions to the relationship. Jesus showed us physically. There were three that he spent a lot of time with out of the 12. The other, what? Nine. There were different levels and different degrees of engagement with Jesus. That engagement was based on them. Because the Lord's arms were extended to each and every one. Whoever wanted to come into his presence had access to him. But three wanted to spend all their time with him. Do you follow me? And Jesus didn't make the other nine come and spend time with them. He gave them the option. You can come as close as you want to. And God is telling you, you can come to me as close as you want. Or you can be in my face all the time. Whatever you desire, I will supply.
Amen.
To whomever is hungry, I will give. You understand what I'm saying? You know, certain children spend more time with the parents than the others. But the ones who spend closer time going to get all the parents have. Not that the parents don't want to give it to all the children, but the one who stays in the face of mom and dad going to receive the best mom and dad has to have. So if you want the best from God, stay in the Father's face. Stay in the Father's presence. Read the Father's word. Do you understand what I'm saying? And the Father will begin to what? Manifest himself to you by the presence of Holy Spirit. Do you follow me, saints? So 2020. 21.
There you go.
Or 5781.
All right.
This is the one God follows. This is man-made. Gregorian. But God honors all. But when you want to stay on course, you follow the Father. And his appointed times. See, because God established the times. And we follow in alignment with him, we'll get what he wants. Some people say, well, we shouldn't follow the feasts. It's not something that you're forced to follow. But it's the timeline of God. For in the feast, we talk about the advent of the Son. Say advent.
Advent.
Jesus in the earth. At Pentecost, we talk about an experience where you have received the baptism of God, which means you're full of the Holy Spirit. Say overflowing.
Overflowing.
Tabernacles means what? Dwelling place. Say dwelling place. That's where God came and what? Boom, dwelt with his people.
Yes.
For the believer, say for the believer.
Believer.
These are simply memorials of an experience that you've had with God. But it's a celebration of the continual experiences that you will have with them as you take into consideration what these actually mean. That I consistently have a relationship through Jesus. And as a result of his sacrifice on the cross, I am saved, delivered, and set free.
Yes.
A son of Almighty God, now filled with his Spirit, the Holy Ghost, I can perform everything the Father desires me to perform because Jesus equipped me to do the very things that he did while he was on the planet.
Amen.
tabernacle. God never leaves me nor forsake me. So I should never be afraid. I should never be alone. I should never question who I am in him. He's always with me forever. And I can do all things through Christ who indeed what? Strengthens me. So I'm always walking in the fullness of all the Lord has for me. And as I celebrate these feasts, glory to God, it is a memorial of what has been completed, and it is a continual recognition of what is yet available to me as I walk in union with him.
Amen.
Come on, give him a round of applause. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For what he is doing what in our lives. So I just want to, glory to God, challenge you and encourage you to walk in alignment with him. To contend, say contend.
Contend.
Glory to God. And to fight the good fight of faith.
Yes.
To take territory. First of all, say give your life to the Lord fully. Don't let any area of your life be open for outdoor activity. When I say outdoor, letting the enemy come and sneak his way in to a spot in your heart that God's supposed to have.
Amen.
Protect your relationship with the Father.
Yes.
Remember, Jesus died that you might have a relationship with God.
Yes.
Huh? He's removed the partition. What separated you from God was sin. He's removed that. So now through him, you have access what? Through the Father, by the Holy Spirit. So you can go to God. Say, go to God.
Go to God.
Say, anytime.
Anytime.
Hallelujah.
God.
Without fear. Say, without fear.
Without fear.
Of being destroyed.
Amen.
And his arms are what? Extended.
Wide.
Yes. Open wide.
Yes.
And he can lead you into the plan that he has for you. Jeremiah 29:11. I know the thoughts that I think concerning you, said the Lord. Thoughts of good and not of evil. To give you his future and his expected end. It's his future. It's his expected end. He created you on purpose. Everything in your life, the way you look, everything is God's divine intention. Jeremiah 33:3 said, call unto me and I'll answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know not. God says, talk to me, ask me about things. So even if I show you a pink bird, I can show you where your life is going.
All right.
Amen.
God says, I can even show you where your car is.
Come on, man.
You don't think God wants you to have a nice car? See, some people think God said, man, God ain't cool like that. God wants you to have the best because you market him on the planet.
Right.
When I say market, God creates an appetite for something that doesn't exist before. I want to say God created an appetite for Jesus in me. Hallelujah. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Then he starts to show me, I want to bless you. I'm going to shut it down with this. Go to Psalms 35. Psalms 35. Hallelujah. I want you to stand to your feet once you get it, okay?
Amen.
Hallelujah. 35:27.
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 35, verse 27. Property you have, you minister, know that if you have anything that the Lord has placed on your heart, I give you liberty, amen, to move in what the Father has given you. But I want you to read this. Psalms 35, verse 27. Do you have it?
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. I wait for Mom and Jackie. Then stand to your feet. Mm-hmm. My God, I thank you, Father. Psalms 35:27 reads as such. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favor my righteous cause. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. I want you to shout with me right now. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Say,
Father,
I favor
your righteous cause
that the world might know
Jesus.
The Christ. As the Lord and Savior of the world. If they receive Him,
they
will gain eternal life
and
walk into all that You have for them, Lord. And we thank You, Father, that we are vessels that You will use to reveal this truth. And we magnify You now. Because You, Father, takes pleasure in my prosperity, in my growth and development, in every area of my life. And I give You praise for manifesting this. In Jesus' precious name, and all who believe, say glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise Him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Stand to your feet. Don't you worry about your future. Don't let the enemy come in and try to confuse you regarding God's best for you. Keep your mind clean. When I say clean, keep it free from agitating thoughts that always tries to tell you you're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Things are not going to go well with you. These are lies from the pit of hell. Difficulties will come in 2021. The difficulties will come for those who are walking outside of the will of God. Why? Because the enemy does not give up. He comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But God allows certain things to happen so He can get people's attention. So those people you've been praying for to come in by you, don't worry about it. God's moving on their behalf.
Amen.
Continue to pray. Glory to God. Clint, God's got you. Mama's coming, okay?
Amen.
Mama's coming, amen?
Amen?
Don't worry about that. Mama, God is working on mama. Do you follow what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. God has a plan established for you in 5781, 2021. You have to come into agreement with God that every day you get up, this is going to be the best day of my life. God, You're going to open doors that I can't open, and You're going to shut doors that no man can open. You know what I mean? He's going to give you the things that you need. You need to trust Him. Keep everything out of your life that's not like God. Don't let anything into your life, amen, that's a counterfeit. The enemy always tries to cover things and make it look good. But you ask God, should I accept this or not? Is this woman for me or not? Is this job the one You want me to have? You ask the Father, He'll give you clear instruction in this year. Do you understand what I'm saying? Glory to God. Prophet, you have anything you want to add?
The Lord showed me some things as He was mentioning, giving me the same scriptures. And what He was sharing with me, because we have similar experiences, I was a design engineer. Not that sounds real fancy, but you know, I was an engineer. And then when God, I re-surrendered my life and gave Him everything, and I was without a job for 2-3 years. Couldn't beg for a job. And so the first job that opened up, I was a laundromat attendant. Well, that's a big difference. And the Lord, you know, people come in and see me, and it's very embarrassing. I was dying to self. You got to do that. Brother, that's where you are right here.
Amen.
Come on here right here. I won't miss it again. So I would be in there cleaning the machines till 3 in the morning. Because the Lord showed me something. You're doing it as unto me.
Amen.
I wasn't doing it for the boss.
Amen.
So I would have those stainless steel things dressed, everyone that was shining, right? And the laundromat's pretty big. So I would stay until I got it done. And I thank God for those things. What I saw was, because I want to go real fast, I saw if you're over here, whatever your hand finds to do, do as, it un, as unto the Lord, right? When your smile is big and your vocation is wonderful for Jesus, there's a visitation coming to this house. I speak on behalf of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So what happens is, you know, He's going to visit you, and He'll be looking. We'll see the people back here. They're doing the soundboard, doing their stuff good. You're focused. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
Amen.
Amen? All right, they're singing. Right? You're focused because you fasted and prayed. You hear the word of the Lord. You know how to flow.
Amen.
You have to usher God's people into the presence of the Lord.
Amen.
And the reason why I'm saying this is because your visitation is coming, and the Lord says, listen, do your work outside as an evangelist, but in here, do your work as unto me.
Yeah.
And he said, the business of adding and increasing the church is my job, not yours.
Amen. Hallelujah.
So, whatever your hands find to do, do it unto the Lord. My man was, what a great word. So y'all are close. Because I want to tell you something. Don't despise the preparation.
Yes.
You see, in Pensacola, Florida, they had a great revival. And they were like, Lord, send revival! Send revival! Send revival! They were in there for 7 days a week.
Yeah.
They had church 7 days a week.
Yeah.
Man, them ushers look like this. The parking lot attendants. Gee, God has to train you, right? Send revival. You know, people say, send the glory, send the glory. You would have been dead.
Come on, tell the truth,
brother. He said, your thought life is so disgusting.
Yeah.
This happened to me. When I feel the strong glory, I said, oh God, oh, forgive me everything. Oh,
yes.
That my attitude towards that person at 7-Eleven, God, forgive me. You just clean up everything because there's accountability.
Yes.
You don't believe me. Ask a safari, man, take a trip. A trip to the lower parts. But talk to them and see what happens. You don't want to lie in the presence of the Holy Spirit. I want to go real quick. Bro, here's the deal. I gave you a word before. It was a new phase, right? Now, the more you honor your parents, and what Pastor Reggie was saying, honor your job, get all that thing cleaned up. You know what I mean, right? I'm not trying to miss, I'm not trying to discuss. Because God has his hand on you.
Yes, he does.
But he also had his hand on Joseph.
Yes.
He also had his hand on King David. You have to go through some things.
Yes.
If Joseph wasn't willing to pay the price,
that's right.
As soon as he got in power, he would have said, send for my brothers and sisters, off those people. But no, God had to teach him and train him. And you see, some of us, like you two guys, you're going places. But you know, to the degree that you're going to go up, you're going to go down. Ask anybody that's in building. Foundation is critical.
That's right.
If the foundation is not proper, then the building, it won't be, right? You know what I'm saying. What are you doing? What do you do?
I work.
Yeah.
I sell solar panels under the financial industry.
I need to come see you. And, yes? What is that?
Pizza restaurant.
Oh, pizza. That's temporary, right?
Yes, sir.
So raise your hands up, please. I see you as a millionaire, by the way.
Yes.
That don't mean tomorrow morning you can sell anything. I have to always qualify that. And actually, you're younger than him, right? You're a lot younger than him. So he's like a big brother. Don't be ashamed of a relationship. God is using it. When people see y'all team up and go places, it is a witness. They're not used to seeing this. They used to see vanilla with vanilla and strawberry and chocolate with chocolate.
That's right.
But that's not how the kingdom is.
Uh-huh.
It's a farce.
Hallelujah.
So it's just because people can't grow up enough to be kingdom, can't be bold enough. Amen. Father, I thank you right now for these two. Thank you for their friendship. Thank you for how you're going to use them. I hear the Lord say, be diligent in what he calls you to do. Be diligent. Diligent. You're not married, right? You're too young to be married. But you got a really pretty wife. You've been asking for that, right? It's a dread for you. But she's not ugly. That's all you need to know for right now. Yeah. So Father, I thank, and she's also good in her spirit too. Very, very beautiful spirit.
Amen.
This guy has a heart of a lion.
Yes, he does.
So I give you praise, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the cross-pollination. And you have wisdom for your age. A lot of wisdom. God, protect them. Protect the relationships. protect where they are. Is this your church or is this your church here?
Is
this your church?
It might be my church.
Oh, yeah.
This is my first Sunday, or second time?
Yeah. It's interesting because the key to going to church is not, oh, the choir's nice, pastor can preach. No. The key is following the direction of the Holy Spirit. Because he takes you where you need to be.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Amen. So my brother here, raise your hands towards him. Those guys are... you're in a very good place. This, if I was here, I'd be in this church. It's not because of size. Listen, the Lord is not moved by numbers. Your success is not representing how big the church is. There's a lot of very big churches that they're this shallow. They have no concept of spirituality. Amen? So please, kill yourself of the numbers game. I remember God, let me tell you how God killed me of that when I was a pastor. For over 12 years, I would look and say, oh God, the offering is going to be terrible. How are we going to pay our bills? And the small group would give more than the big group.
My God.
See, that's how he kills that stuff.
That's right.
And you feel, oh, I'm not doing something right because there's only 10 people today. No, it's according to him. You see, we bring man-made stuff into the kingdom. That's not what it's about. If you're faithful, God will reward you. Amen. Amen? So be delivered from the size of the church. It has nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, these churches are where you're more visible. You can't cheat. You can't lie. Everything is good, right? I like the smaller church. By the way, the average church in America is 70 people.
That's true.
That's the average church in America. The mega church is not the norm. It's... So we thank God. I thank God for the visibility.
Amen.
And I pray a prophetic release upon this house.
Yes, Father.
That you begin to speak to people.
Yes, Father.
You begin to speak to your neighbor and prophesy in love.
Yes, Father.
And I give you praise. I give you praise. Now, the blessings of your father and your mother will come if you are diligent this season. If you clean everything up, right? Don't look back. I'm not tracking to your past. Cut it off. You're going forward into your destiny.
Amen.
Amen. And so, Father, I thank you. I'm glad that you're here. Because the last time I prayed with you, God was pulling you out. Now he's doing something, right?
Yes.
You see, because the things you used to do before, you're like, I can't do that anymore. Is it true? The things that you used to do before and feel comfortable with, you can't do them anymore. It's true, isn't it? So, Father, I thank you right now for the work that you're beginning in him.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. And I give you praise.
Yes.
Because he's putting his hands to the plow and he will not look back.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I didn't want to go long because you know what? I don't get paid because I talk long. I don't. That's not what it's about. When God tells me to say something, I sit down and shut up.
Amen.
Because I'm just his mouthpiece.
Yes.
I'm not God.
Yes.
So it's not in my much speaking, you know. Mm-mm. I say what I have to say. Come, woman of God. And the Lord, you come and you have something, man? Come.
Amen.
So, Father, we thank you right now. My wife looks really young, huh? My sister says, is that your daughter? I said, no. Well, you know, I've been prepared for that. Because I told her she has to go get some white hair so she can look the same. But we thank God. You're tapping into God now. Tapping into God. I felt the glory in here this morning. It was really strong. You know, some churches go over here, don't feel God, don't sense God. They just don't even know. Don't have a miracle, don't get nothing, don't get no deliverance. So. But we listen, I forgot. Thank you, Holy Ghost, I forgot. The second part of what I was showing you is the Lord says, you need to be thankful for where you are. Contend with that.
Amen.
So don't complain. This is a beautiful facility, by the way. And if he sends you to a real dumpy place next, praise him the same way.
Amen.
It's a sign of maturity.
Yes.
You're going to praise him in the palatial place, but in the place that's not so pretty, you're going to hold back your praise. Because if you don't know how to praise him, you will never get that swimming pool. You'll be stuck with that bathtub. Right? You can attest to that. See these two right here when I went there home? they praise God. Amen. I know, because I look around and say, wow, God. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in case somebody wants to check me. We have to praise God. We have to be thankful. In everything, give thanks. We got to start somewhere. I had my green polyester suit. That's all I had. And I dry clean and wear it again until that demon came, that deacon came and told me and put me in bondage. Can't you do better? But I praise God. Raise your hands towards me.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I just release a touch of your presence. Every force that is not like God, I command you to leave. You're not second class. You're first class in the Lord. Father, I thank you right now. Every voice that we try to put you down, I come against them in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the favor of God. If you happen to be single, you're not second class. It's just timing. I was single for 7 years. And the woman of God wasn't even interested in me. But Lord, I thank you right now because you work things out. And Lord, as she continues to look to you, you'll give her the desires of her heart. In the name of Jesus. Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. He's wonderful. Amen. I just want to encourage you with this word. It says, out of the mouth of babes and suckling, I've ordained praise that you may still the avenger. And so as a man of God was ministering and I was listening, this was playing in my thoughts over and over again. And I was wondering, babes, what God wants us to do is to be like a baby, to come to him. As a child, we go to our parents and we pull on the leg of our father, we pull the trousers, we keep on pulling, and mom, we will stretch up. But he wants you to stretch to him. He wants you to pull on him. And what he's saying, I'm about to do something that you've never seen before. And he's doing something brand new. Behold, I'm doing something new. This is brand new. You've never seen it before. Never seen it before. But where God is taking you, you've got to be prepared. So what he's saying to you, be like a babe. So you're always learning. Always looking unto him for something, for that which he's about to send. It's not anything ordinary, but it's something that you've never seen before. You will see the fullness in due time. You will see it. You will testify of the goodness of God. But I want to encourage you, you got to fight for it. You got to contend, as the word contend. 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 Woman of God, contend, 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 contend. Contend, 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 contend. That's what God requires of this house. For where he's taking you, you've never seen that type of glory. But it begins with you and it begins with your worship. That's why you were saying to me, it begins with your worship. Where he's taking you is nothing normal. What he's going to be saying to you, how he's going to show things to you, demonstrate it to you, it's not something that you've ever seen. This is 2021, they say, but you got to know where you are in God.
Yes.
Understand who you are and who you belong to.
Yes, Father.
It is your season, your time. This is your house.
Hallelujah.
Make him your dwelling place.
Yes.
Make him your dwelling place.
Yes. Yes.
Wherever he's taking you, be ready. Be ready. Allow him to carry you. Be ready.
Yes.
Be ready.
Yes.
Just be ready.
Yes.
Let your worship be your testimony. It's okay wherever you are, but whatever you're doing, anytime, give him your worship.
Hallelujah.
Be always slain in the spirit. Let the spirit of God carry your spirit and your thoughts. Wherever he wants to take you, you're putting on this put it on Wukushat. I put on the glory of God. I put on my breastplate of righteousness and I'm putting it on. And you sit in your seat. You say, Lord, I'm relaxed in your chair because I'm sitting with you. You're like a chair behind me, God. You are right there. And so, God, I put my hand on the steering. God, you be the steering right now. And as you drive along, oh God, oh Shotorobosa, you just continue glorifying God. Everywhere you go, whatever you are doing, make an altar. You shall see great and mighty things. Things will begin to manifest. Things that you've never seen, never even imagined. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. It shall come to pass. If you open your heart, it shall come.
But the man of God said, you're a millionaire, man. He prays it. So I just want to go ahead and invest.